Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched by the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
We are part of the California Pacific Conference. That is most of Southern California, Hawaii, and Guam make up that conference. So people come from all over in those places annually to meet for the annual conference. This year we met in Indian Hills, and it was hot in Indian Wells. But if we were at a public facility, our conference, each conference is led by a bishop, and our bishop is Dottie Escobedo Frank. So she led us throughout the week with support from some visiting bishops and others. And delegates from each congregation attend the conference, as well as from each district. And the number of delegates is based on the number of people in the church. So your delegate this year was Ken Brown, but we also had the joy of having Ron Jesse there as a delegate for the district, and so they're both going to share a little bit about their experiences. But the theme for annual conference in the last years has been
ending spiritual and physical hunger, that's who and what we are about as United Methodists. So several years ago, it was ending spiritual and physical hunger. Nourish. How do we nourish ourselves? We were coming out of the pandemic. Like, how do we fill our cups again for this work ahead of us? Last year, the theme was flourish. How do we put down roots so that we have the capacity to truly thrive, to flourish, not just in the short term, but in the long term? And this year, the theme was cherish. How do we cherish one another? How are we cherished by the God who loves us? How do we cherish God, our creator, redeemer, and sustainer? And Bishop Dottie began by reminding us that we are cherished, that we are loved. And they gave us little love tokens all throughout the conference, which was nice. Every time we came into a session, it was a little bag of Jelly Bellies or a little tree charm or something lovely. But she talked about being in Denmark at a conference after the LA fires, where, as many of you know, two of our United Methodist churches were entirely destroyed, and many United Methodist families lost their homes in those fires. And for us who were not immediately impacted, those fires may be a little bit in the rearview mirror, but for the people who lost homes and churches and loved ones, that is still a very real trauma. It is an ongoing effort that will take years for folks to rebuild. So when Bishop Dottie was in Denmark at this conference, she talked about being overwhelmed by the generosity and the care of others. It's part of our connectional system. We care for others when they are in crisis. They care for us. And she talked about the gifts that we received from the Philippines. Somebody from the Philippines handed her an envelope with $1,000 cash in it and said, this is for the fire fund in California Pacific Conference. She talked about the monies we received from the Western North Carolina Conference, who just experienced those devastating hurricanes and floods and loss of property and life, and they gave to support victims of the fire. She talked about a delegation from Ukraine, who wanted to give money to us because of the devastation that we experienced. So, and she just reflected on all of this love. And then at the end of that particular talk, she had little hearts that had stickers on the back of them that had dollar amount. Some of them were $5 from West Virginia, $3,000 from North Carolina, $5,000 from Pacific Beach. We raised money for this fund, too. And they passed them out to everybody. 1,200 people or so were there. And in one lovely gesture, we threw them all up into the air and were showered by these hearts that came down, reminding us of how cherished we are in good times, in bad times, by God, by brothers and sisters, siblings around the world. So that was how we stepped off on the theme of cherish. And I want to turn it over to Ron and then invite Ken to continue in those reflections.
I really have to say hi to a couple people. Ellen and Andrea, former members of our church who moved to Northern California, are here this morning, and just wanted to say a congregational welcome to you guys. Great to have you here. Always great to see them. Okay, so I have to share something with you. First of all, our incredible pastor was the star of the show, and I'm not kidding. There were approximately 500 people in the Crystal Ballroom, and the tables were adorned in white linen cloth and decorative centerpieces, and the accoutrement appropriate for the serious business of church polity and legislation. And so by that, I mean we had Legos, pencils, pans, and water. Now, practicing the placing us strategically in the center of the room, Pastor Lori held court with a retinue of well-wishers who passed by the table with hugs, kisses, and gifts of tribute. Ken and I had no idea. Ken and I rolled our eyes in disapproval, but the onslaught of Lori fans was too overwhelming. We finally gave up and started fanning her to make sure her admirers saw her windswept beauty. Seriously, our pastor is well-connected and appreciated by all. It was truly great to see her in action at the conference. Now, as you all know, I am intrinsically quite shallow and easily distracted. My remedy for my ADD is to immerse myself in very graphic note-taking, and that means art and drawings and all that kind of stuff, to keep me focused. This allows me to stay on task and to actually listen to what people are saying. So please bring up slide number one, if you would, if it's not already up. So this was the first couple days of the meeting. Now, I have to apologize for any misspellings or any kind of private musings you might see there. But this is the way I stay on task. And so as I'm reflecting, I'm going to kind of try to point out some things that are in this journal. So the 3.5 days of meetings were filled with vivid stories of how our vital conversations, our congregations, are reaching out to the communities with compassion, love, and grace. The theme of the week was cherish. I have to admit that that 70s song by the group called The Association kept running through my mind. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feelings I have hiding here for you inside. I could share 100 ways this theme applied as the beautiful thread throughout the entire conference. One of the stories came from a layperson at Concord First United Methodist Church in Northern California. She shared 8 domains that they used to revitalize the work in their church. And I think those domains are on the second page at the bottom. But just real quickly, I thought they were really kind of interesting, and I'll share why at the very end. Accessibility was number one. How are we making our church accessible to all kinds of people? Are we providing transportation? Are we going out and picking people up? Are we buddying up to help our friends come to church? Number two, housing. How are we working on housing the homeless in our communities? And we all know that that's a challenge. Number three, community engagement. How do we go outside the walls of this church and engage with our community in a meaningful way, in ways that are other than just worship, that are ways that might help them where they are in their walk? Number four, how are we making use of our outdoor spaces? Are we just housing people for some meetings now and then, or are we really making use of our congregation as a gathering place? Employment, how are we helping people seek employment in the community? Communication, how are we communicating in a way that is sensible and relevant to our community outside these walls? Respect and social inclusion, How do we respect all people, everybody, to feel welcome to come to Pacific Beach United Methodist Church? Jesus said himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." That whosoever is everybody. Jesus was all-inclusive. And if I dare say so, Jesus was DEI. His gospel was about that. Bring people in, be inclusive, love everybody. And then finally, health services. They're providing health services in their community. Now, you're listening to this list and you're going, hey, we're doing a lot of that, aren't we, here at PB? It's really incredible what's going on right here. Do we have more to do? Yes, we do. So down the road, we're going to talk about that. These domains were also highlighted on Friday by the pastor of First UMC in Inglewood, a congregation located close to the stadium where the former Chargers are now playing football. Reverend Dr. Victor Cyrus Franklin is the pastor of this small church that thinks it's big. They have about 65 people in worship on a Sunday morning, but they have big dreams. The breathtaking nature of their six-year plan is mind-boggling. Cherishing the past is their legacy, and cherishing future possibilities is their dream. They are leveraging their property to build affordable housing while renovating to provide a space that is functional for inclusive gathering. They have partnerships with federal and state entities to raise money and are also partnered with large institutions to provide services to their community. One such institution is the LA Philharmonic, who is partnering to work on-site with young people desiring to learn to play instruments. Now get this. Their six-year plan is to raise $63 million. $22 million have already been raised. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. This is a project that I'm going to watch closely. Please bring up slide 2, if you would. Slide 2 covers kind of the second and third pages and just a lot of what was going on in the sessions in those slides. And I might touch on those a little bit, but I don't have much to say, so it's just kind of more pictorial. If you get tired of listening to me, just gaze up there. Pastor asked me also to touch on technology and the musical portion of the conference. First off, the video and audio was off the charts cool. I mean, there were 4 impressive cameras throughout the room and 2 giant screens up front. Did I mention 2 roaming cameras? To say the least, the visuals were top-notch. The music was quite good and led us through the beginning of our worship services with skill and grace. It was all contemporary, with about 6 soprano and alto singers and a gospel-style baritone. A small backup combo including an electric piano, electric guitar, and 2 drummers. Okay, so I'm not a big fan of what I refer to as "Hey Dude" music. But I have to say the ensemble was really good and quite worshipful. A favorite moment for me was at the end of the postlude in a rousing chorus of "We Are Family." It just brought us all in, and we all stood up and sang together, all 500 of us. It was very moving and gave me a lot of ideas for the future of music here. To say that I was moved at this conference was an understatement. I will cherish the opportunity I was given to attend this important conclave. And I'm further inspired to find new ways to look at our possibilities to minister in this community. To bring things full circle, I'm especially thrilled that we have a pastor who not only cherishes us, but who also has a vision for who we can be as a community here and to the world. Thank you and amen.
Thank you, Ron. And Ken is coming up. Thank you, Ron.
All right. Good morning, church.
Good morning. All right. For those who don't know, my name is Ken Brown. I've been elected to serve as lay leader, head usher, and council president. I wear several different hats here at the church. So conference was really moving. There was a clergy that got up, and I'm not sure Pastor Lori don't have to do this, but he got up and he said, "I serve at the honor of the head usher." I thought that was just really cool that he mentioned that. But Pastor Lori don't have to do that. First of all, I just want to show my gratitude and thanks for this congregation for allowing me to represent PB as a lay delegate to the annual conference. And wearing my hat as lay delegate, but also as council president, I am happy to report that our Pastor Lori has been appointed to serve here at the church for another year. So, another one of my official announcements that I have to do also is this is in regarding to apportionments that our church pays to the California Pacific Conference. And so I'm happy, in addition to being our pastor being reappointed, I'm also here to report that we receive our certificate stating that our congregation has paid 100% of its apportionments for 2024. That's a gratitude of thanks to your generosity and giving to support the California Pacific. The apportionments represent our support and commitment to continue God's work in the world. Pastor Lori touched on some of the themes of the conference, and she talked about nourish and flourish and cherish, and I think next year it's going to be astonish. And someone mentioned how all of those themes end with ish. They say something about ish, but I can't say what that is. But I learned something else, but I'm not going to go there. But I would just say that, and keeping it short somewhat, is that they had these themes planned out, part of their plan. And one of the things that when we came up to cherish, loving and kindness and everything else, I just am amazed that they probably didn't foretell or foresee where we would be at today in our world and how things. And when you look at the definition of cherish, it says to protect and care for someone loving. Yet, there is less love in this world today. The poignant moment for me at the conference was the Episcopal address at one of our plenary sessions. And she talked about, mentioned and how in the Bible, how to discover the meaning, how to apply cherish for our church. And she talked about the Beatitudes that's found in chapter 5 of St. Matthew's. And she say, if you take the word beloved and place the word cherish, with each of those passages. Cherish the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Or another way to say it, protect and care lovingly for the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven. And so you can go back and look at chapter 5 of Matthew's and try to put the word cherish in each of those Beatitudes. And that this is perhaps a glimpse of action for our church in the future. And she talked about in her passage that how the world is full of both monsters and miracles. She's talked about monsters in our church community as well as miracles in our church community. We look at the monsters of the world, powers of rules over principles, contempt for the rule of law, violent backlash within our church, declining membership, open wounds from disaffiliations, and a rise of nationalism within our congregations. But she also mentioned there are yet miracles that we can see all around us. We can see that the 6% of fossil fuel usage for green energy, sea turtle populations increase. The decreased deaths and malaria in other countries. Within our CalPAC community, our efforts to ending spiritual and physical hunger, transforming communities, addressing climate change. We are putting up solar panels in our church as part of that green climate change evolution here at PBUMC. The mission of the work of our church and our bigger church community is to show God's love. This was this inspiration was inspired by Dr. Bayo Akamulete Lathe. I probably mispronounced that name, but he had wrote a book about monsters in the community and miracles, and that was the inspiration. And to sum it up, it says, monsters only show that God's love is still needed in our world to open up opportunities to allow miracles to flourish. And I just want to, we got these little cards at the last day of the conference, and they were giving out all these different cards as part of the gift. And I just want to share this with you. We walk this journey of faith together. And I am grateful for you. May you always know that you are how cherished and loved you are. So I thank you, PBUMC. And one other note, I am still taking collections again this year for my little pig that I adopted to support the Spanish American Institute Scholarship Fund. I thought I was supposed to be giving it back, but I realized when I adopted the pig, it's a permanent situation, a permanent thing. And forgive me, I did name my little pig, but I actually forgot what I named the pig. So, the pig is vegetarian, so only green. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. What a joy it was to be at annual conference with Ken and with Ron.
I got too much stuff.
You can leave it here. It's okay.
All right.
All right. The Bible can stay there. That's good. I'm going to be brief because I see what the hour is. There was other business that happened at the annual conference. Those of you who followed general conference happenings, there were many, many changes at the last general conference that made us a more inclusive, open denomination. There were pieces of that legislation that affected parts of the United Methodist kind of constitution that needed to be voted on by the individual annual conferences in order to be officially put into place. So we voted on four different amendments, things like a plan for regionalization that would allow United Methodists in Africa to shape their life and to have some different rules and regulations and policies than we do here because the context is so very different. So regionalization along with making some pieces more inclusive. We now have a statement saying that you can't discriminate against people who come to be members of a church. We've added gender and ability to that. But again, those things needed to be voted on because they're part of the Constitution. So we voted on those things. We don't know the result of them until all of the annual conferences meet because it requires a two-thirds aggregate vote from everyone in all of the general annual conferences. So that information will be coming up, but I feel hopeful about that. And as some of you in finance know, they made some proposal about changing apportionments. That's been extended for a year, the exploration of that, but they are creating a system that will be much more effective and meaningful, but they want to get all the pieces in place before they put that into motion. So I will share more about that with you on finance and church council. And then lastly, they had what they called cherish chats, which were moving and meaningful. And I'm going to list them, and I'd be happy to talk with you more about them at any other time. One was on community health. One was on love our neighbors on the immigration crisis. One was on disaster response. One was on property development, and one was on cherishing our staff. And I will say that both the plenary talk and also a workshop on immigration given by Mona Lisa Tutahi. She's a laywoman in our annual conference who is an immigration attorney, provided incredible information about why and how we have gotten to a place where there are so many people here in this country undocumented without any path to citizenship, and the humanitarian crisis that that has created. She suggested a book study on a book called Beyond Welcome, which I'm going to make my summer project. And if there are folks who would like to join me in reading a book, in talking about a faith-based response to the immigration crisis, I invite you to let me know that you're interested in that. And I would love to make you a part of that. And finally, I was surprised in our clergy session when my name was called to be acknowledged as having served for 25 years as an elder in the United Methodist Church. I'm like, it's my 25th anniversary. Where does the time go? But I just want to say I'm so grateful to be celebrating that anniversary with you. And for the opportunity to be the church in this complicated place and time with you, with this specific congregation, because I believe deeply that you are listening to the Spirit, that you are moving into the community with rhythms of love and care. And Ken talked about the monsters or the miracles. The bishop asked, which is real? Both of them. They are both real in our world. And then she asked us, but which story will you tell? Which story will you tell? And I believe that this congregation is telling the story of God's miracles in this place and beyond. So thank you. Please follow up with any one of us if you have more questions about annual conference. And we now move into our time of prayer.